You're listening to Downtown Depot, where we track the ins and outs of Waco business. I'm your host, Austin Meek. You can't say Waco business without thinking downtown, and you can't say downtown without thinking of Wildland Supply Company. Kate Duncan is the owner of the clothing boutique that was once on Austin Avenue and is now spearheading the redevelopment of Washington Avenue just one street over. But before we jump into that conversation, I want to put the spotlight on a few entrepreneurs outside of the downtown bubble who are lifting the veil on what was once a niche community that's now a booming industry. This is the word on the street. King's Landing, located at 1427 South Valley Mills Drive, is a gaming store started by the family behind Bankston's sports memorabilia, comics, and collectibles. The idea is that rather than leading yet another Dungeons & Dragons campaign in your grandma's basement, gamers will congregate at King's Landing while surrounded by food, drink, and a community of people connected by a shared interest. The store boasts a wide selection of board games, tabletop options like Settlers of Catan and Munchkins. The stock skews towards strategy games, so you won't really find your standard Parker Brothers fare here. They also have a section dedicated to video games, both retro and recent, where you can buy, sell, and trade, as well as rent consoles for in-store play. With all the attractions in mind, I knew I had to check it out. In the back of King's Landing, the walls are lined with arcade games and vintage and new TVs connected to different systems. It's in this back room, among the sounds of pinballs pinging and joysticks pounding, that I spoke with a few of the store's employees about the genesis for the idea, what patrons can expect, and why a place like King's Landing is important for Wacoans, gamers and non-gamers alike.
I'm Jamie. I've been with the company for 16 years.
I'm Kendall Ramsey.
I'm Jacob Marion Woolsey. Most people just call me Woolsey.
So, Jamie, tell me about the last 15 years with Bankston's and what has brought you guys to this point.
Well, a little update, you know, kind of history on the company itself. We opened in 1985 here as a bookstore, like a used bookstore, primarily because the family, the father owned a tire and muffler center, and he had two young sons and a wife. If anything ever happened to him, he felt like he needed them something to fall back on. Running a tire and muffler center, you know, two little kids and a woman probably wasn't going to happen in 1985. So they opened that next door. And rapidly collecting and comic books and stuff like that kind of took over. We've taken over three spaces in the shopping center and still just didn't have enough room as we grew. We have customers wanting so much more things and so many more opportunities that we can offer our clientele. And things, genres change. Obviously, retro video gaming has become huge. And we all, you know, have this affinity for gaming and tabletop gaming and everything else. So we just needed that space, and the pizza place next door moved. So we're like, hey, you know what? Why don't we just take over the pizza place, man, and make it a cafe, retro gaming, video gaming, you know, tabletop gaming, coffee shop place that serves beer. So, yeah.
So, Kendall, Bankston's has been buoyed by this wonderful reputation as the place for comics and comic book world here in Central Texas. And because of that success, they've been able to parlay that into this much bigger concept, bringing in food and coffee, specifically Jacob's and your backgrounds. Tell me a little bit about the vision for King's Landing specifically and how the idea came about.
Well, when it comes to coffee, it immediately becomes a social atmosphere. You start kind of giving up some of the taboo that comes with gaming and gamers and socializing. There are places where people can go and play video games together, but it's almost like an embarrassment to tell your family where you're actually going for the evening. Here, it's a lot more acceptable. It's like you can bring other people. You can hang out. You can have a coffee. You can have a beer. You can actually enjoy yourself and socialize in a way that is more of almost like a pub atmosphere rather than just like a gamer atmosphere. It kind of brings that social element into it, and that's a big part of what I loved about it. I wanted to be on board for that, absolutely.
Jacob, tell me a little bit about the need for something like King's Landing in Central Texas and in Waco specifically.
Okay, the main thing that when we were trying to start out this place was that we all had a bunch of different abilities that could supplement other people. So when I got hired, it was like a domino effect. Oh, we've got this person who knows coffee. We got this person who knows food. We got this person who knows how to run video games. And we've been into the gaming business for a while, but not really a place where people can come hang out and get all of these things all together.
So can the two of you walk me through the concept for the cafe?
Yeah, a big thing for me was that we are based off of gaming. So that means there are going to be a lot of younger kids and kids here, which is cool. We want to welcome them, but we want to also have a place where the parents can hang out and feel comfortable as well. So we have beer, we have wine. You know, if you're sitting around waiting for your kid to play Pokemon, I would like to have a wine. I know you would too. So we wanted to make it for everybody.
It's the same with the coffee stuff. We're both skilled enough that we can make a proper shot of espresso. We can make a cappuccino. We can make someone who really wants the cafe for that element, we can provide that for them. But if they want a pumpkin spice latte, we have the syrups.
Yeah, we can do that.
The things that people like to drink. Like,
I love that it's ours. our roast, they're
the coffee.
Exclusive to us. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're going somewhere and getting something else that you could get exactly.
Apex specifically made a blend for us. So Apex is out of downtown as it is. So they roast all the coffee for Dichotomy, and they're in several shops around Waco, the state.
Great guys.
All over the place.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. And
they're blowing up. Waco's definitely got its mark, man.
So we've got our own blend, the Excalibur blend, specifically made for King's Landing.
Yeah.
So I'll get you guys out of here on this. I know how hard it is to get open. There's so much stuff that happens on the front end of that.
I know you do.
Things that no one besides you guys would ever really even know how difficult it was. But now that you're here, you can smell the smell of coffee beans roasting and of people talking and playing games. Of what today are you each most proud?
I think it's pretty cool to be given the opportunity to even try something like this, especially in Waco, Texas. And just the sheer amount of people that were rooting for us to get open is proof that people do care about having another space that they can go and do things with their friends.
That was Jacob Woolsey, and before him we heard from Jamie Cooley and Kendall Ramsey, all working at the newly opened King's Landing. They're dedicated to making Waco the best version of itself, and that happens when its citizens step up and let their personalities shine with their creative ideas. Kate Duncan has certainly accomplished that with Wildland Supply Company on 721 Washington Avenue. Her boutique is overflowing with Kate's personal flourishes, everything from the minimalist style of the displays to the funny and macabre greeting cards she sells by the counter. Kate, what's your history here in Waco?
Well, short story is that my husband brought me here. We met at UT Austin, and then he decided to get his MBA at Baylor. And so I thought we were just going to hang out here for a couple years. But he's from Waco, and he loves Waco, and is passionate about it. And that passion kind of seeped over into my blood. And so we're all about Waco now. We're lifers.
So when you moved here to Waco, did you plan on starting Wildland? When did that idea germinate?
Honestly, I worked some weird jobs my first couple of years here. And then I really started to see a lack of retail and clothing-focused retail in Waco. I think everyone feels that. And so I was like, I can do this. Like, I could start my own store, and I feel like I could be really successful here. I actually feel like I was fated to be in Waco because it's a really great place to start a business like that. I've got a really great audience, got Baylor built in, got very fashionable ladies in town, and so it's just a perfect place for me.
You're from Waxahachie. You're a graduate of the University of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
If you and Corey had decided to stay in Austin, would you have started something like Wildland there? Or do you really see this as, I saw a need in Waco specifically, and then I created this around that?
Well, the idea for the store is just like ideas that I've been building on for life, I guess. I've wanted to own my own store for a really long time, and that's kind of why I majored in retail at UT. But Austin, a big city like that, it's tough to be in a good location, and it's just there's a lot of barriers to entry. It's a lot more expensive to get started. I mean, I feel like I could maybe expand Wildland somewhere else in the future, but Waco is the best place for its home base and the best place to get it started.
So you were very successfully there on Austin Avenue mm-hmm. when you opened up the shop on Wildland, selling originally just a women's clothing boutique, and then you got into selling home furnishings and cool books. Really, it's a perfect place to stop by if you need to grab a gift for someone.
Oh, thanks.
You have taken a lot of those concepts, and you have built on even more now that you guys are over there on Washington. What's different that a Wildland customer last year would notice upon coming into the new Wildland there on the 700 block?
Well, first of all, it's a lot bigger. The old store was about a third of the size of the new one, and I really like to keep a minimalist vibe. I don't like to clutter up the store. I like for the products to really stand out and speak for themselves. And so in the new store, I get to have more product overall, but it still keeps that same chill, minimalist vibe. I also have a line of furniture, which is definitely something new. There's pieces that you can purchase in store, and we can also do custom ordering. It's a really great mid-century kind of inspired line, but there's also a lot of great classic pieces, great leather. I'm all about a leather furniture. And I really feel like Waco doesn't have a lot of more modern furniture options. So I just thought that was something I could bring to the table. And I just really like furniture.
I find that with my business too, and the recognition or different business ideas that I have for the future, recognizing that there are so many things that Waco doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, Waco doesn't have a place to go buy mid-century modern furniture, or it doesn't have a place to go buy this specific designer that you can only find at Wildland. And at least for me, there's a tendency to put everything together. I'm going to get the best clothing and the best furniture and the best home decor among 10 other different things. But I'm sure there was some point in planning for the storefront, even though you did have three times as much space, that there were some things that you knew, I'm going to have to excise this so we can really focus on this. What would you say is something that you have really put your chips on hard in this store that you're excited about growing?
I mean, just more clothing in general. I feel like in the old store, I was really limited in the amount that I could put in there. And so now that I'm in this bigger space, I can do an even bigger variety of furniture. I have about 1,000 business ideas in my brain that I think would just like be so great in Waco, but you can't do them all. So I'm trying to do this one thing really well, and clothing is my major focus. I'm also able to expand into more jewelry. I have more space for jewelry cases that will be coming soon. And so really just a bigger, just like a bigger punch in the face of what I already had.
Corey and you are really bright lights in the Waco entrepreneurial community.
That is so nice of you to say.
And it's totally true. And we all just hang out under the reflections and bask in it. But it was really cool for me to see friends of mine, you know, young people like me, mm-hmm. new to Waco, as you were, who come in and not only do they start a business and they work that until it's successful, but Corey and you went a step further, and you guys decided to literally invest your time and money there on Washington and bought mm-hmm. a couple of buildings there. Talk to me a little bit about the process that you guys have gone through in order to acquire the buildings, and then now that you guys have found tenants and will be bringing new life into a part of downtown.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the biggest thing was that I was over on Austin Avenue, and Austin Avenue is wonderful and amazing. We've got tons of great businesses there. But for there only to be one main street of downtown, only one, like, walkable, shoppable, eatable street, it just doesn't it doesn't allow downtown Waco to really live up to its full potential. So I had this idea that if just a few people went over to Washington Avenue, we could really make something happen over there and just like expand from Austin. I would love it if Franklin would, I know a lot of great things are going on in Franklin, so that's, you know, just better for downtown in general, just to be a little bigger, be a little wider. So my husband's in real estate, and so I told him this idea that I was having, and he was like, oh, well, let me go look for a building on Washington. And about a second later, he was like, I found a great one.
Corey makes it seem so easy.
He is just a super optimist, and he doesn't like to, like, sit on ideas. He likes action. So he was like, this one will be great. I put in an offer. I was like, all right, we're doing this. And so we now have 4 spaces over there, mine, and then 3 others next door, with some great tenants lined up. We're really excited for that to kind of be a little, you know, oasis on Washington. And then other great things are going on in Washington, too. I have good friends that just opened a gym on the next block. And I know that there's things going on a couple blocks over, and I'm just really happy for what I see in the future of Washington and downtown Waco in general.
So we're talking to Kate Duncan, the owner of Wildland here on Downtown Depot on KWBU. What can you tell us about the other businesses that are going to be alongside you on Washington?
So I can tell you that the space next door to me will be Gather, which is a retail concept created by Jonathan and Sarah Martin. Jonathan is the owner of Black Oak Art, and Sarah is the owner of Kindred Event Studio.
And I think this week on Fixer Upper, Black Oak Art was actually featured.
He was there. I saw that last night. Yeah, and so he's a great ceramics artist, and she is a wonderful event planner. So they're kind of bringing those two worlds together with a small retail concept that is based on entertaining and tabletop. Jonathan will have a dish line that will be sold in store. She's really beautiful. She has really good taste. She's a woman after my own heart. And so I just feel like us together, like next door, will be a great little, you know, retail destination. And then we have Waco Escape Rooms going in soon. They're gonna have a lot more space, a lot more escape room options, and those guys are just really fun, so that'll be another great neighbor to have.
When you look at downtown, of course you're intimately familiar with Austin Avenue, having been there. Now you're on Washington. Talk me a little bit more about some of the growth that you're seeing and the excitement that you feel as a business owner. What, when people are coming into Wildland, what are people saying about your store specifically and about downtown in general?
Well, right now, on my little block, I'm alone, but I won't be for long. So, you know, people are really excited about, they see construction happening. There's even stuff going on in the building across the street from us. And so they're just really excited and want to know what's going on. Been really fun to, like, I you know, when you go somewhere new, you don't always know that the people are gonna follow. I had great faith that my customers would find me just a block away, but you know, Austin is obviously a busier street, and so moving to Washington, you know, you always have those doubts, like, are the people gonna come? And they really have. It's been as much traffic as I had at the old store, if not more. And so that was really encouraging for me and other businesses that are thinking about maybe locating on a Washington or a Franklin. And so I feel like we've got some momentum here.
Yeah, it's helpful to see, even if people aren't directly involved with their time, you know, even if it's not someone who's going to start a business downtown, Wacoans are showing that they want to be involved in the downtown revitalization.
Definitely.
Because they're showing up with their pocketbooks every weekend and on weeknights, too. I live downtown at 6th and Franklin in the beautiful Praetorian. I can actually see the top of Wildland from my apartment.
Hope it looks good.
And it looks beautiful, of course. But there is hardly a night downtown that is silent, where when I moved here 2 years ago, there definitely were.
Yeah, I definitely think in the last just few years, there's been tremendous, tremendous growth. And so that should make everyone excited, because a city with a really vibrant downtown is a city that is, like, on the verge of, you know, being like a more major city, a bigger destination. And we should all want that. That's important for everybody.
What are the things that, in your opinion, are holding Waco back from being that major destination that you're talking about?
I mean, do I think it's being held back, or do I just think that the right people haven't found it yet? That's kind of, I feel like if more people were aware that their businesses could be successful here. It's a really great place to start a business, that we would get more of those entrepreneurs in town. I just think that maybe it's not quite what they think of when they think of where they could start a great business. But if more people kind of recognize that it's a city on the verge and is really growing and has a lot of wonderful businesses, great entrepreneurs here, that it would be more of a place where people would want to move. And I feel that happening already, but I feel like more people, I feel like we'll get a bigger influx as, you know, we just kind of start thriving a little more and we'll get an influx of new humans. I'm always trying to recruit people to move to Waco that come to my store.
Of course.
Like, oh yeah, I'm from this place. I really want to start this business. And they're like, you could do that here.
Yeah, well, and that's one reason why I started this radio show, mm-hmm. is to just point out to people, like, I am not a business savant. Like, I'm a guy who owns an ice cream truck. I own a single ice cream truck.
A great ice cream truck.
A delicious ice cream truck, let it be known. But this is a city where if someone as inexperienced as I can come in and start a business and start a radio show and have relationships with people downtown and get involved in the community, anybody can. And this really is, I feel like it's just a great sort of bite-size way to get into, like, the quote-unquote entrepreneurial world is to start something in Waco.
Definitely, because, I mean, like, I didn't own a store before this, and I've learned a lot along the way, but just having... And the great other great thing about Waco is that people really get behind their local businesses. Like, if I didn't have the support of, like, so many people in the city, like, I wouldn't be successful. And everybody can feel that when they bring a new business in. Everyone's really excited about it. That's another thing. Word of mouth is so amazing in Waco that you really, like, don't have to put a tremendous amount into advertising. People see that you're here and they want to go. There's something new. Let's go see what that is. And, you know, if you give them a great experience, they'll come back over and over again.
Advertising is, of course, incredibly important, especially mm-hmm. in the age of social media.
Mm-hmm.
Something that a lot of the more established older brands in Waco, a lot of them haven't really caught on to it. They have traditionally relied on the fact that they've been the only burger town. They've been the only burger place in town for 50 or 60 years, and then maybe they don't start an Instagram account, and they're missing out on having 5,000 followers or 10,000 or whatever that number might be. With something as visual as what you do with clothing, mm-hmm. having social media that's strong is incredibly important, and you've very intentionally crafted your image on Instagram for the brand. Talk to me a little bit about the brand guidelines for Wildland and really what you're trying to accomplish in that space.
Wildland strives to be a modern, minimalist destination for lovely, quality, and interesting items. And social media is like, Instagram is like my lifeblood. Instagram is a great tool for a visual business. And there's so many great advertising tools with social media, like Facebook advertisements, and Instagram has advertisements now, which is really exciting. Also, Instagram now has live video streaming.
I saw you did a live video.
I did on my personal, just because I wanted to, like, see what it was like, and it was it's really fun. And there, I have so many ideas for what I could do with that for Wildland, just like saying, "Hey, we're here at the store today, and these are all the new things we have," or "We're having an event, and you can be here. If you can't be here physically, you can be here visually." And so there's just so many different technological tools that are coming out all the time. And I mean, most of it is free, which is really exciting and is really useful for, you know, fledgling-ish business, you know, when you don't have, like, tons of extra cash to throw around for advertising. So, I mean, any small business should just take advantage of all of the social media they can, because it's such a great resource and it's free, mostly.
And one of the best resources that I've found is simply connecting with other entrepreneurs, whether it's through an organization like 1 Million Cups or establishing a relationship with a businesswoman like yourself.
Businesswoman.
Being able to just talk about the day-to-day mm-hmm. in-and-out grind of what it means to own your business and to run it is so helpful. I was talking last week on the show with David Ridley, who's mm-hmm. Started Waco Tours along with Luke and Rachel White. And they were looking for a scheduling software for their employees, and they texted me, and we traded some texts back and forth, and now they're using our same scheduling software that we use. So there are best practices that can be learned from other people in their community, and being as inclusive a person as you are in Wildland, having the reputation of a place where people do come gather and they come and talk. Like, you know, when you're going into Wildland, you can talk with Kate. You're going to be there. That's really important, just having that back and forth with different business owners.
Definitely. I've definitely gotten questions about my POS system from other retailers that are just getting started and happy to, like, answer any questions or, like, you know, maybe it's not the right thing for them, but maybe I experimented with something else that is right for them. And if we're all helping each other, I know, like, you want to be the best, and there's healthy competition everywhere, but I really like that downtown businesses kind of come together, like with First Friday. Like, everyone, I know when people come to my store for a First Friday, I, like, let them know what I know that's going on at other businesses. Because if we're all doing well, like, if everyone can be doing well, it helps me. Like, if there are other great stores, then downtown's, like, more of a shopping destination, and that helps me, and that helps the store. And so, working the teamwork in Waco is lovely. That's something else that you couldn't get in a bigger city. There's, like, it's too fierce.
That's totally true. Downtown Depot listeners hear Kate when she says she's willing to answer your questions about what her POS is.
Oh, totally. I love it.
Want to come in and bounce ideas off of her. That's totally fine. Obviously, she's not just going to give you the blueprint to have a wonderfully successful boutique, but she's here. I'm here. There are tons of local business owners who would love nothing more than to have a conversation with you and get to share some of that passion. Mm-hmm. Kate, what are some of the local brands, whether it's a restaurant or someone else who's in clothing, whatever it might be, what are some Waco companies that you like on a personal level and you really enjoy supporting? And that Waco listeners, people who are listening to Downtown Depot, they might want to know.
Yeah. I mean, what comes to my head first is, you know, when you own your own business, then you start thinking about everything that you do and every place that you shop and, like, trying to, like, feed the local businesses more because you hope that people think about shopping your local business. And so what I think about most is restaurants. I go to, like, Clay Pot, like, every day and, like, twice a week, and Bangkok Royale. So when I'm thinking about eating now, even, I'm like, well, I would love to support a restaurant here in town that I love. Like, when I'm thinking, like, hey, I want to go get an ice cream sandwich, like, I'm definitely thinking about a Pokio.
Yeah, well, in Clay Pot, that's a great example of a local company that is buying into this downtown revitalization.
Yeah, they're gonna move.
Yeah, they're going to be coming down onto Franklin.
I'm excited.
On that same block where True Love is, mm-hmm. and I'll be walking there frequently.
Me
which
too.
Which is really exciting.
I love it.
Yeah, those are two great examples. What are some of the resources? So let's say I'm a listener of Downtown Depot, and I love Kate Duncan. I love what you do. I think you're so smart, and I just want to get in your mindset. What are either authors or blogs or artists that you encounter on a daily basis that helps frame your worldview?
I would say that I get the most inspiration from Instagram, probably. Just, like, scrolling through my feed. I follow other great stores in the U.S. and abroad. Just, like, it's great to see what other people are doing, other brands that they're carrying that I might not have heard of before. And then that kind of, like, leads you on a big Instagram hole of, like, okay, I'm looking at this store. Oh, look at this brand they carry. Oh, look at this. That, I, you know, just, like, going on and on and on through the tunnel of Instagram. But, yeah, I find a lot of inspiration there. A lot of inspiration on Pinterest still. Like, I follow great people, and so my feed is just, like, a big, juicy pot of inspo. Yeah, social media mostly is where I draw the inspiration from.
Well, we've been talking with Kate Duncan, proprietress of Wildland Supply Company.
Is that a word?
Proprietress, I believe so.
I like it. I want people to start referring to me as that.
Feel free to adopt that. And if you go into Wildland, be sure to say hi to Kate. She is always there, has an intimate knowledge, of course, of everything that you would find in there. And as she mentioned, she is totally happy to hear about what's going on in your entrepreneurial world.
Oh, I would love to hear about what's going on in your entrepreneurial world.
All right. Well, Kate, give us a quick plug about Wildland. What can people walk in today and find that'll be exciting for them for this weekend?
Well, you know, Christmas is coming. So we obviously have a bunch of great gifts. Jewelry is a great gift. We have these beautiful shawly scarves that are a great gift. Candles. And then, like, clothes for your holiday parties. Got to have them.
Well, you've been listening to Kate Duncan here on Downtown Depot. Kate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been so fun.
Thanks again to Kate for joining me on Downtown Depot to talk about all things Waco. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Waco Business News for photos from Wildland and also from King's Landing. And of course, to stay up to date with what's happening in your city. It's been an honor covering Waco business for the past few months, and the next time we talk, it'll be a new year. The calendar will change, but don't worry. We'll keep feeding you great content about your city from the team at Waco Business News. I'm your host, Austin Meek, and you've been listening to Downtown Depot, where we track the ins and outs of Waco business.